Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. The Skeksis of Thra saw nature as a thing to be broken, reconstructed, and used as they saw fit. Their perverse outlook famously resulted in the creation of such horrors as the rampaging Gartham and spying crystal bats. But a less obvious example can be found in the humble Loch Snake. As witnessed in The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance, and related by Adam Caesar in The Dark Crystal Bestiary, the Loch Snakes were a variety of serpents noted for their mineral-hardened scales and inclination to wrap around an object and tightly bind themselves onto that object by latching onto their own tail. Presumably, this tactic would protect the creature in the wild from predators that would otherwise snatch them away, much in the same manner that an eagle may take off with a terrestrial snake. The presumably arboreal Loch Snake would simply hunker down and bind itself around a branch and trust its unbreakable, rock-like exterior to protect it. The Skeksis, of course, saw only potential purpose in these creatures and adapted them for use as an actual locking mechanism on cabinets and books to keep out unwanted individuals, and should that individual manage to break the bond, well, then they have to deal with the snake's bite. The particulars of how authorized users of the Loch Snakes unlocked the serpent remain something of a mystery, but it seems as if they might be trained to respond to a particular master. Likewise, their use would seem to be time-limited, useful only for temporary absences from the vicinity of these prized chest, tome, or other possession. The concept of the Loch Snake is, of course, linked to the terrestrial tradition of the Ouroboros, the symbol of a serpent biting onto or swallowing its own tail, forming a loop as well as a potent paradox of self-consumption. Nothing quite like this exists in the natural world, but the image, the symbolism, as we've discussed before, is potent. Now, as for the detail that Caesar shares regarding the diet of the Loch Snakes, that they consume minerals to strengthen their scales, this does have some parallels in our natural world. Beavers, for instance, consume an iron-rich diet, which helps fuel the iron-rich enamel of their powerful teeth. Various animals may consume minerals from time to time to offset dietary deficiencies, and the use of swallowed stones or gastroliths to aid in digestion has been documented in various reptile, bird, and mammal species. Given the avian characteristics of the Skeksis themselves, it's not unthinkable that the masters of the Dark Crystal might have consumed stones to aid them in the digestion of their many strange meals in their grotesque banquets. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.